Ask voters what's on their minds as the midterm election approaches, and the answer is pretty clear.
What do we want?
Jobs!
When do we want them?
Now!
What do we want?
Jobs!
What's not so clear is how to get jobs to the people that want them now. Just about every candidate on the ballot is using the related issues of jobs and the economy as a rallying cry, though. Perhaps none quite so literally as Central Florida Democratic Congressman Alan Grayson, who was leading that rallying cry at his job boot camp earlier this month. Orlando insurance adjuster Rashida Smith was there. She says she was laid off in 2008. She's nearly exhausted her unemployment benefits and still hasn't found work, despite her degree in finance and her best efforts.
My full-time job now is looking for work. I try to put out 3 to 4 resumes a day.
Grayson's trying to stand out on this issue as the caring candidate.
I think the fundamental difference between myself and every other candidate who's running against me is that I actually give a damn.
As the District 8 incumbent, Grayson's been hosting events like the job boot camp as a congressman that bolster his populist approach as a candidate. He also says he's created jobs as a congressman. For one thing, he says he doubled the amount of federal grant money coming into his district. But Republicans say government spending is not the right way to get folks back to work. Many in the GOP focus their anger on the federal stimulus package, and Grayson opponent Daniel Webster is no exception.
I don't believe the first stimulus bill actually helped, and I definitely would not support a new stimulus bill.
Webster is a former state legislator, but prefers to stress his current role as small business owner to prove he understands the economy.
Over the last year, we haven't hired anybody new, and we have not expanded our business, even though we have cash to do that. And our business may be a picture of other businesses who have a fear of tomorrow, a fear of what's going to happen.
But Grayson says it was stimulus money that kept the economy from a complete crash that could have brought those fears to fruition. In fact, Grayson says Orange County's current 11.8% unemployment rate means the stimulus didn't go far enough.
I think it's crazy to think that we've done too much. I mean, if we hadn't done what we did, then the unemployment rate would be 20% or 25%.
The argument over job creation is a hot topic in the race for Florida's U.S. Senate seat, too.
Congressman, you supported an $800 billion.
That's Republican candidate Marco Rubio and Democratic candidate Congressman Kendrick Meek mixing it up on the subject during a recent ABC News debate. Both Meek and independent candidate Governor Charlie Crist supported the stimulus and, like Grayson, are sticking by it. Marco Rubio also blasted Crist in that debate for favoring the measure. Crist said it saved 80,000 Florida jobs, a quarter of them teachers.
I don't know how you can look them in the eye, Marco, and say, you know, I don't care about you. You're not going to have that food on your table for your families.
Rubio thinks that argument pales in comparison to the damage being done by rising federal debt. He favors slashing spending and cutting taxes because he says tax cuts for businesses will prompt them to hire more.
I know the jobs aren't created by politicians. They're created by everyday people that start a business or expand an existing business. The job of government is to make it easier for them to do that, not harder.
Clashes over job creation are dominating local races, too. In the Orange County mayoral race, the two candidates are both pitching plans that include tax breaks for local businesses that hire or expand. But former County Commissioner Teresa Jacobs wants the voters okay.
The way we will do that is put that on the ballot early part of next year, bailout ballot, which is the least expensive way to go and the most convenient way for citizens.
But her opponent, Commissioner Bill Siegel, says, why wait?
I believe my plan will move quicker. People need jobs right now, and a ballot initiative, even a mail-in ballot, could cost well over $1 million and may fail.
Back at the job fair, Rashida Smith agrees that people need jobs right now. But for her, it isn't about political posturing. She's focused on her day-to-day struggle.
Going from an insurance adjuster salary to $300 a week, it hurts. It hurts.
She knows all these candidates are pursuing her vote. She says to get it, they'll have to stop fighting about the economy and start fixing it. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.